Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Sudarshani Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Rajabandhu Krishna Kripa Koro O Kripa Koro Krishna Hare Rama O Kripa Koro O Kripa Kripa Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare वासुदेव प्रभु। राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Thank you. Sai, Gaurani Sai, Gaurani Sai, Gaurani Sai. Kunya Bihari Radha, Kunya Bihari Radha.
My dear devotees, again I want to start my presentation by requesting all the devotees who are now talking to please either turn their attention to the katha or to continue talking at a place which is much better suited for discussion.
Započela bih ovu svoju prezentaciju time što bih zamolio bhakte koji pričaju da ili obrate svoju pažnju na lekciju ili da nađu neko bolje mjesto za razgovor.
After Krishna had liberated Kamsa and had taken care of all the remaining opposition, he went with the lamenting wives of Kamsa in a boat over the river Jamuna and personally performed the cremation ceremony of all those who had left their body in that arena.
Nakon što se Krishna pobrinuo za Kamsu i za sve ostale protivnike, on je zatim otišao sa Kamsinim ženama koje su jadikovale, otišao u brod i sam je lično izvršio ceremoniju spaljivanja svih onih koji su izgubili svoj život u ovoj bici.
Now one last thing remained to be done, which I will term the festival of love.
I sada ostala je samo još jedna stvar koju je bilo potrebno napraviti, a ja ću tu taj događaj nazvati festival ljubavi.
Nanda Maharaj felt that his son was fatigued and wished to be now to retire and be with Vasudev and Devaki.
Nanda Maharaj je osjećao da je njegov sin sada umoran i da želi da se povuče na samo sa Devaki i Vasudevom.
So Krishna again passed through the impassable doors of the prison to see his parents who were in a royal prison cell.
I tako da je Krishna opet prošao kroz vrata, kroz koje inače niko nije mogao proći, kako bi video Vasudeva i Devaki koji su bili u tamnici.
Lovingly, he took off the iron chains from Vasudev and Devaki and bowed down.
I sa ljubavlju on je skinuo čelične okove sa Vasudeva i Devaki i onda je odao svoje poštovanje.
But when he got up from his obeisances, he was shocked.
Ali onda kada je ustao nakon što je odao poštovanje, bio je šokiran.
Vasudev and Devaki stood like this before him.
Vasudev i Devaki su ovako stojali ispred njega.
They had just observed Krishna's inconceivable power in killing Kamsa, who was as strong as hundred thousands of elephants.
Oni su upravo mogli da vide koliko je Krishna nepojmljivo snažan, kako je mora biti tako snažan kako bi ubio Kamsu, i shvatili su Kamsu koji je bio snažniji od stotine hiljade slonova.
So with a mixture of awe and respect, they stood in a distance, unable to move.
I sa tim osjećanjem strahopoštovanja oni su stojali malo odmaknuti i nisu bili sposobni da se pomeri.
But the Lord of Love was not satisfied with this attitude. He is ever hungry for loving relationships.
Ali gospodin ljubavi nije bio zadovoljan ovim osjećanjima. On je uvijek žudi za
Rudolf Otto, a German theologist, describes this as something trembless, something God who before is he who before whom everyone trembles.
Rudolf Otto, nemački teolog, on opisuje Boga kao osobu pred kojom se svi tresu od straha.
When you become aware of the inconceivable power of God, you can only tremble.
Kada postanete svesni nepojmljive moći Boga, jedino što vam preostaje jeste da se tresete.
You will feel like Arjuna, who saw the universal form of Krishna with all the planets and all the three times past, present and future visible within that form.
I možemo vidjeti Arjunu kako se on ponašao kada je video Krishna u njegovom kosmičnom obliku sa svim planetama i sa sadašnjošću, budućnošću i prošlošću.
Arjuna was trembling and he felt sorry for his previous personal intimacy of Krishna, where they sometimes reclined as friends do on the same bed.
I Arjuna je u tom trenu drhtao i setio se, bilo ga stid njegove prethodne intimnosti sa Krishnom, kada je on nekada sa Krishnom čak u tom prijateljstvu delio isti kraj.
And this trembling in awe created a distance between him and Krishna. It was no longer the intimacy of friendship.
I to strahopoštovanje je napravilo jednu distancu između Arjuna i Krishna.
Jiva Goswami says, as long as a devotee does not experience Krishna's sweetness, strong feelings of the Lord's power arising from fear and respect will arise in his heart.
Не осети Кришнино сладкоче, njemu će se uvek javljati snažno osjećanje strahopoštovanja.
I believe that this is a unique feature of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, the sweetness of Krishna.
Ja verujem da je to jedinstvena odlika Gaudiya Vaishnavizma, ta Krišnino sladkoće.
Before the God of Christianity of Islam, you can only tremble and bow down.
I pred Bogom kakav je predstavljen u islamu ili u hrišćanstvu, jedino što možete raditi jeste da drhtite i da odate svoje poštovanje.
But to the God of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, you can run forward with arms outstretched, trying to embrace him as the one who's dearer to you than your own life.
Ali u Bogu kakav ga imamo u Gaudiya Vaishnavizmu, onda možete trčati ka Bogu raširenih ruku i želite da ga zagrlite.
Krishna thought, I want the embrace of my father and my mother Vasudeva and Devaki so much, but they stand in the corner and go and tremble.
I Krishna mislio, ja želim zagrlite svoje majke i oca Vasudeva i Devaki, ali oni stoje ovde u uglu i tresu se od straha.
So Krishna used the nectar of his face. In the face, you may remember, there are two types of nectar. You remember? Sweet smile, that's one nectar. And slatki words.
Reči.
Yes, thank you, Rechi. So, Krishna Balarama's began to smile and speak sweet words. And they said to Vasudeva and Devaki, please forgive us for not being able to serve you. A son or daughter who fails to provide for his parents is forced after his death to eat his own flesh. This is a lesson. You have to take care for the physical and financial well-being of your parents.
Trebate se pobrinuti za fizičko i finansijsko dobrostanje svojih roditelja.
I know in our Western civilization our parents are often those who get us who get on our nerves.
Ja znam da u našoj zapadnoj civilizaciji naši roditelji su obično osobe koje nam jednostavno idu na živce.
But it's the ethical principle of the Vedas enunciated by the Supreme Lord. Somehow you must serve them.
Ali ovo je etički princip u Vedama koji čak i sam Bog pokazuje, jednostavno morate služiti roditelju.
You have obtained your valuable human life from them.
Dobili ste ovaj neprocenjivi dar ljudskog tela upravo od svojih roditelja.
And now of the parents it is allowed to disagree with the father.
I što se tiče roditelja, možete se ne slagati sa ocem.
But you can never disagree with your mother.
Ali se ne možete nikada biti u tom stanju da se ne slažete sa svojom majkom.
Mother is to be honored very much, even more than father.
Majka treba poštovati još i više nego oca.
So Krishna said later, we could not serve you. We were by circumstances in a distant place because of this Kamsa demon.
I onda Krishna Balaram su rekli da nismo mogli da vas služimo, mi smo bili na udaljenom mjestu zbog ovog demona Kamse.
So when the parents heard Krishna, you know, Balaram smiling sweetly, and then said, we couldn't serve you, they went like, the hands went from this position to this position.
I kada su vas odavljeli, чули Кришну и Баларама, просто да су их видели како се сладко смехали, како пућуја те сладке речи, како им кажу, нисмо могли да вас служим, онда су њихове руке отишле из овог положаја у овој положај.
And they took Krishna and Balaram on their laps and showered them with a rainfall of tears from their eyes. Yahoo! They're finally sorry, I interrupted you. Yes.
Yeah.
And this is what Krishna wants. He wants your tears of love also, my dear devotees. Now we always cry, me, 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 me. Krishna wants that we cry for him. So then Krishna installed Ugrasena, the father of Kamsa, who was really very afraid of Krishna in the beginning. Because he knew his son had wronged Krishna so, and Krishna's parents so much. But Krishna installed him on the throne. He said, I don't want to be king, you are king.
I onda ono što je Krishna sljedeće napravio jeste da je postavio Kamsinog oca Ugrasena na presto, iako ga se Ugrasena od početka jako bojao jer je znao da je Kamsa učinio dosta loše kod Krishna.
And then Krishna walked through the town of Mathura. Everywhere were his devotees. They all had hidden because of Kamsa, but now were on the roads and looked with unblinking eyes on Krishna.
Oni su se prethodno svi krili od Kamse, ali sada su svi izašli napolje i gledali su Krishna.
And as they drank the elixir of Mukunda's lotus face with their eyes, the life returned into their hearts. Their hearts were filled with fear of Kamsa, but now when they saw the Lord, love of Krishna filled their hearts.
I oni su pili taj eliksir Krišnine lepote svojim očima. I sada, nakon tako dugo vremena što je strah prevladavao u njihovom srcu, strah od Kamse, sada se njihovo srce ponovno vratilo ljubav prema Krišnine. Sam život se vratio.
2 months ago I was in the hospital and devotees who visited me were very surprised that although I have just come out of the operation theater, I think I was dancing in my hotel room, or what is it? A hospital room, not a hotel room.
Pre 2 meseca kada sam bio u bolnici, bakte koji su došli da me posete su bili iznenađeni kada su me videli, jer iako sam upravo izašao sa operacije, ja sam plesao u svojoj bolničkoj sobi.
I was so happy because I was reading one verse about how Krishna gave life back to those who were previously lifeless out of fear from Kamsa.
Ja sam bila tako srećna zato što sam upravo pročitao kako je Krishna vratio život onima koji su prethodno bili jako uplašeni od Kamsa.
This is the verse which I read. Can I read it to you? Good. Tatra pravaya sopyasan. Tatra pravaya sopyasan. Yuvanoti balojasaha. Pibantokshe mukundasya. Ukambuja sudammuhu. Even the most elderly inhabitants of the city appeared youthful, full of strength and vitality. For with their eyes they constantly drank the elixir of Lord Mukunda's lotus face. Do you want to be young? Jai Gopal, full of strength and vitality.
Puni snage i vitalnosti.
Never tired.
Nikada umorni.
Never exhausted, Mukundaji. No, Murari Chaitanya.
Nikada umorni, nikada iscrpljeni.
Never mental.
Nikada mentalni.
Even if you are, if there's all reason to be mental.
Čak i ako postoje svi razlozi da budete mentalni.
Then you must drink the elixir of Krishna's lotus feet through your eyes, my dear devotees. Lotus face, yes, sorry.
Onda morate piti elixir Krishna'ov lotusovog lica svojim očima, moji dragi devotees.
The Lord keeps his devotees alive simply by looking at them.
Krishna, on održava svoje bhakte u životu jednostavno tako što gleda njih.
He's like, just like the fish. The fish looks at his little small fishlings.
Riba gleda u svoje male potomke ribice.
He just looks at them.
Jednostavno gleda u njih.
With unblinking eyes.
I ne trepće oči.
And his, the fish mother's lubov to the fishlings is coming through the eyes somehow. And this is how he nourishes the fish.
I ljubav majke ribe se prenosi pogledom na ove male ribice i na taj način ih majka održa u životu.
The tortoise meditates about his small, the small eggs, and just by meditating about them, they become nourished and get out, and mother tortoise has come out.
Majka kornjača meditira na jaja koje je polegla i samo na taj način upravo njenom meditacijom iz tih jaja će jednog dana izaći male korniš.
And the bird with its wings touches its small offsprings lovingly.
A majka ptica ona dodiruje svoje ptičice svojim krilima sa ljubavom.
And in this way they nourish them.
I na taj način oni održavaju svoje potomke.
In Gora Bhavan we have a goose family.
U Gora Bhavanu mi imamo jednu porodicu gusaka.
And the goose, they all come, they come and they touch their little ones like this. Glu, glu, goose mother.
I onda guske, one dođu i onda dodiruju tako svojim krilima svoje potomke.
So Krishna does the same with his devotees.
I Krishna radi istu stvar sa svojim bhaktama.
He looks at his devotees when they take his darshan.
On gleda svoje bhakte onda kada oni dođu da uzmu darshan.
He meditates about them from the spiritual world.
On meditira na njih iz duhovnog sveta.
And sometimes he touches them, especially Satyabhama, in the heart.
I ponekad ih čak i dodirne, specijalno u srcu.
And in this way, the devotees get strength and vitality.
I na taj način
therefore, Kadambakanana Maharaj reminded us today, create a space in your life, best is in your heart, where you can invite the Lord to be present so that He can touch you and meditate about you and see you.
Da stvorimo prostor u svom životu, najbolje u svom srcu, da možemo pozvati Krišnu, da nas On može dotaći, da nas može inspirisati.
He wants to take care of you.
Krišna želi da se brine o vama.
Like the fish mother and the bird mother and the cornice mother want to take care.
Upravo kao što se riba majka i ptica majka i cornice majka brine o svojoj deci.
But my question to you is, although Krishna gave life to all his devotees in Mathura, was he really happy in Mathura? What was going on inside?
Ali moje pitanje jeste da iako Krishna pružio život svim u Mathuri, šta se dešavalo s njim? Da li on bio srećan?
He was suffering.
On je patio.
He thought every day about an unsolvable dilemma. Vasudev and Devaki wanted him to stay in Mathura. But his dearest beloved devotees, the cowherd men, Yashodama, Nanda Maharaj, and Radharani, were dying out of separation from him. Krishna knew that just by annihilating Kamsa, the trouble was not over, because Kamsa's allied kings would come to Mathura and take revenge on his own people, the Yadavas.
И Кришна знал да тим што е Камса убиен, да тим невани нису завршени, да ќе краљеви кои су били здружени со Камсом, да ќе они доќи в Матуру и да ќе желати да направи освету.
But what is about his devotees in Mathura, in Vrindavan?
Али што се негови бхактам у Вриндавану?
And what would the cows do without him?
И што ќе краљеви радити без него?
Every morning they waited for him to come to the Goshala and take them out. And reports had come to Krishna that his cows had not eaten anything, and the calves had not drunken the milk of their mothers out of separation from Krishna. They waited that Krishna will take care of them.
Pojele ništa od kako je on otišao i da tela nisu popila ni malo mlijeka, da su svi čekali samo na njega, samo na Krišnu, kako bi mogli da jedu i da piju.
Finally, Krishna went to Nanda Maharaj, who was waiting for him on the outskirts of Mathura.
I konačno, Krišna je otišao do Nanda Maharaja, koji je čekao u predgrađu Mathure.
And he said, and Nanda Maharaj looked in his eyes. Krishna, he said, I hear a rumor. The rumor is that Vasudev and Devaki are your parents. Do you think this is true? And Krishna had cried. And he had embraced Nanda and said, no, I consider you my parents. Because Vasudeva and Devaki gave me away. But you took care of me. You are my real parents. But now turn back to Vraj, my dear father.
Vrati se, vrađe moj dragi Nanda Maharaj.
I will come to see you very soon.
Ja ću doći da vas vidim jako brzo.
I just need to take care a little bit of my relatives here in Mathura.
Ja moram prvo da se pobrinem za svoje rođake ovdje u Mathuri.
But when I have given happiness to their hearts, I will return where my heart is.
Ali onda kada budem pružio sreću njihovim srcima, ja ću se vratiti onamo gdje moje srce počinje.
And to his cowherd boyfriend Stoka Krishna, he said, here, take my clothes with you. Here, take my flute. The cows mainly operate through smell and sound. So when they smell my cloth on your body, they feel satisfied.
Obično osjećaju najviše preko mirisa i preko zvuka, tako da kada one osjete moju odjeću na tvom telu, one će biti zadovoljne.
And then you can play on my flute.
I onda ti se možeš svirati na mojoj flauti.
But I can assure you, only my shadow stays in Mathura.
Ali ja mogu da te uverim, samo moja senka ostaje u Mathuri.
My real form plays in Braj.
I moj stvarni oblik, on ostaje u Braži.
So with a very heavy heart, Nanda Maharaj returned.
Veoma teškog srca, Nanda Maharaj se vratio.
He had a message from Krishna for the Vrajbasis. I will soon come to see you. But our relatives in Mathura who suffer separation from us, we need to give them a little happiness now.
Ali naše rođice na Turi, koji pate u odvojnosti od nas, moramo ih sada malo usrećiti.
You remember there was a message which Nanda Maharaj had sent when Kamsa was there to the Brijbasis, and the Brijbasis had responded with such loud music that from Vrindavan the sound was going on to Mathura. The whole all of Braj went on an elevated hill and and look towards Mathura. When would Krishna return with Nanda? When they saw from afar a column of bullock carts. And they saw the body of Nanda Maharaj sitting on the bullock cart shaking. Why is he so sad? He should be with Krishna. Krishna must rest under the little pavilion on the bullock cart. When finally the bullock cart arrived, they looked. There was no Krishna. Nanda couldn't say one word. He was so despondent. He covered his face and he went back to his house and lay down and cried. Plakao, yes. So much plakao. You will hear a lot of this, but don't worry, at the end it will be alright, you know. But now we need to go in the mood of separation, my dear devotees. The next morning the cowherd man came and said to Nanda, please, we need to know what happened. First, Nanda Maharaj described Krishna's victory over the demons. Then he described Krishna's advice. I will soon come. Now, the elderly cowherd man, whose happiness was to see Krishna happy, immediately responded in an unexpected way. They said, that's fine. If it is Krishna's happiness to stay in Mathura and give us pain, we accept this pain as our greatest happiness. And Upananda, the older brother of Nanda Maharaj, said, it's alright. Let's not be independent and but follow Krishna's advice. He always kept his word, right from his infancy, you see. And he always protected everyone. Do you remember how he told us to not do the Indra Puja? And do you remember how he said he would bear the consequences? Well, he did so. When Indra sent a flood of rain and submerged all of Braj, Krishna, true to his word, lifted the Govardhan hill and protected us by giving a disturbance-free zone under the umbrella.
И когда Индра послал Олую на Вриндаван, онда Кришна остала доследан своем обещанию, подигла Говардан и пружила нам е склонище и место кое било освобождено свих узнемирения и защитило нас.
But what was Mother Yashoda's reaction? You know, mothers are not rational.
Али каква е била реакција мајки Яшоде? Знаете, мајки не се баш тако рационални.
Well, Krishna's closest friend had brought a handwritten letter from Krishna to Yashoda. And he said, I have a letter from Krishna. All the Brijbasis immediately crowded around that friend of Krishna and Mother Yashoda. They wanted to hear what was in the letter. So the letter was written and read to them. Listen to this letter. It is so good. I could cry, but happy tears in hearing it. I don't know if you remember your mother. Mother, what does she always want to do? She wants to cook for her children. I remember when Syamasaki was living in far away Radadesh in Belgium, her good mother Radha Priya would cook pita for her. So Krishna writes a prasadam letter to his mother. Mother, I'm always with you. And I will prove it now. The first day I was gone, you cooked for me rice with milk. On the second day, you cooked for me roti with ghee. And on the third day, you made sweets soaked in sweet milk and various other foods. You know, Yashoda had gone into a large room, had served where she would serve Krishna, and although Krishna was apparently in Mathura, she would put this, Kanaya, take this, in motherly madness, you know. Eat this, and you have not eaten enough of this. Your mother orders you.
Što je radila majka Jašoda u toj svojoj majčinskom ludilu, ona bi napravila skuvala bi za Krišnu, otišla bi u prostoriju gdje bi služila Krišnu prasadom i onda bi stavila prasadom i rekla, Kali, uzmi ovo, Krišna nisi uzeo ovo, počisti ovo.
And she had felt that Krishna was there taking her food. Now Krishna wrote in the letter, it was not a dream.
I onda ona osjećala kako je Krišna
I remember your rice with milk. Wow, and these Braj rotis with ghee, simply delicious. So when Mother Yashoda heard this letter, she said, yes, I cooked all these preparations. And I saw my Kainaya accepting those meals which I had prepared for him. So all these loving situations went on. The Brijbasis got all together and wrote a return letter to Krishna. Would you like to know the letter?
I onda su se svi Brijbasi sakupili i onda su oni napisali odgovor na ovo Krišnino
Yes. But this is maybe a secret. You know, when I have a letter from someone, I can't read it to all of you. No, no, we are Krishna's devotees. We can also hear this secret letter. The Brijbasis wrote this letter to Krishna. O moon, this is very sweet. O moon in the ocean of Braj. All the people of Braj and your mother will follow the order you have given. We will wait for you, O Krishna. But please know the beauty of your face is worth millions of our lives. We will follow your order to stay here peacefully. But know that our desires don't follow your order. We desire to see your beauty with our unsteady eyes. So when Krishna read this letter, he felt happy. My devotees. But my dear devotees, what was Radha's situation? Radharani began asking the trees if they had seen Krishna. She would stand at the beginning of the road to Mathura and watch every day the path. When would Krishna come? Whenever Radharani saw a bird like a crow flying from the east, that is, from the direction of Mathura, she stopped the crow and said, "Crow, crow, oh crow, come, tell me news of Krishna." And when the crow did not stop but just flew past her, she cried more. Subal, Krishna's dear friend, had a letter for Radha and her gopi friends. But when they came, when he delivered the letter, Radharani and the gopis couldn't read it because their eyes were blinded by tears. The letter read like this. A very intense letter. Yes, I gave you up. There's no excuse. I know that your life heirs would follow me to Mathura. I have nothing to say in my defense. The greatness of your love makes me ashamed. But I beg you, listen to what I have to say.
poslušate što imam da vam kažem.
I'm never ever far away.
Ja se nikada ne nalazim daleko od vas.
Sorry. These are heavy letters. Yes. So Krishna had said this once before to the gopis. When I disappeared from the rasa dance, he had said, I was always with you. I was hiding in the bush and watching you from there. Later, Krishna and Balaram went from Mathura to Avantipura, where there was the Gurukul. Vasudeva and Devaki had thought, my God, Mathura is so close to Vrindavan. What if Krishna overnight gets up and walks to Vrindavan? We better send him far away from here in the south. And he has not gotten a proper education. He should go to the Gurukul. In the evening, Krishna and Balaram were sleeping in the same room together. And they thought about the devotees in Vrindavan. The cowherd boys, Nanda Maharaj, the cows, the gopis, Radharani. And they simply cried. And they embraced each other. And crying in each other's arm, they fell asleep. Krishna was once asked why he keeps himself away from his dear devotees. Do you also have sometimes this feeling that you want Krishna's presence, but he is somehow seems to be so distant from you? No? You feel like there are universes between us. Krishna then was asked, why do you are you sometimes so far away from your devotees, Krishna? Don't you love your devotees? Don't you see how much they suffer in your absence? Why don't you come? Simply come. And Krishna said, I keep myself purposefully away from my devotees to increase their love. This is Krishna's habit. He wants to increase our love for him. I personally feel our love for Krishna is best tested when he is away from us. What will we do now? Turn away from him? Turn back to Maya? How will you talk about Krishna in his absence, my dear devotees? Or will you simply give up talking about him? Have you ever this situation that have you ever felt how people in your absence talk bad about you?
Da li ste ikada imali to iskustvo? Da li znate kada niste prisutni, da li osjećate da ljudi govore loše o vama?
And then you have seen these people don't love you, love me. But have you seen people talk good in your absence? I remember I made two tests before this lecture. One test person was Radha Kripa, the other was Gaura Hari.
Ja sam napravio jedan test pre ove lekcije i jedna osoba koju sam testirala je bila Radha Kripa, a druga osoba je bio Gaura Hari.
I said to Radha Kripa, I received an email about you.
Ja sam rekla Radha Kripi, primio sam email o tebi.
And Radha Kripa went, ooh, that must have been heavy.
Radha Kripa se odmah prepala, mi smo ooh, nego da našto
krenu. Then I turned to Gaura Hari. You were in my computer. I said to him, you were in my emails. So Gaura Hari had the same reaction. Ooh. Because intuitively we feel people in our absence will talk bad about us.
Zato što mi intuitivno osjećamo da će ljudi kada nismo prisutni da će govoriti loše o nama.
We live in what is called a low trust culture.
I mi imamo među sobom ono što se naziva nepoverenje, kultura nepoverenja.
Unfortunately, ISKCON also has such a low trust culture.
I nažalost ISKCON također postoji takva kultura nepoverenja.
O Shri Vyasa-san. Dobrodošli. Danke, ich setz mich nachher, wenn ich fertig bin. I was waiting for you very long because you are most comfortable. Now it's too late. We heard so much about crying, we must laugh a little, otherwise we go crazy. Yes. But my dear devotees, Krishna always keeps fond memories of you. But what is about you? Do you remember Krishna in his absence, or do you talk bad about Krishna in his absence? Oh, lament, lament, he doesn't care. Your love will be shown how much you love Krishna even in his apparent absence.
Prema Krišni će biti pokazano onda time koliko mislite na njega onda kada on prisutni.
There are two types of absences which you feel from Krishna.
I postoje dve vrste
absences.
Odsustvo.
I will call this the two dark nights of the soul.
Postoje dve, ja ću to nazvati to Krišnino odsustvo, nazvat ću ga tamo.
The first dark night is when your senses become very attracted to Maya. Sensual desires. That's the dark night. What will you do then? Will you forget Krishna? The second dark night is even darker. It's when your mind is turning crazy. Doubt, doubt, doubt. I don't know if there's a Krishna. I think this was all made up by the saints of India, the so-called saints.
Ja mislim da su sve ovo izmislili sveci Indije, takozvani sveci.
a lie. An oriental lie. What will you do then? Krishna is very interested in what you do in the dark nights of the soul. If you turn to him during that time, he feels so happy. If you turn away from him, he feels you have missed a chance. A chance to prove your love. The secret of Krishna consciousness is meeting Krishna in separation. When the devotee remembers Krishna in separation, Krishna may outwardly not be there, but he has appeared in the heart.
Kada se bhakta seća Krishna u odvojenosti, spolja gledano, Krishna nije tu, ali se on pojavio u srcu.
Remember Yashoda.
Sjetite se Yashoda.
When Krishna was not there, she did her services. She cooked milk with rice and braj rotis with ghee. Have you ever eaten braj rotis with ghee?
Majka Yashoda, kada Krishna nije bio tu, ona je kuhala mlijeko sa rižom i braj roti sa ghee. Da li ste ikada probali braj roti?
They are the best. You need a stomach like a horse to digest them. But it doesn't matter. I don't have the stomach, but I eat tons of the braj rotis. They are so good. And on the third day, Krishna wrote in the letter, Mother, you had cooked sweets soaked in milk. Apparently Krishna would take the sweets and then soak them in milk and then have them. I take all my food and put it in olive oil and then have it. But sweetened milk is even better, apparently. So and Krishna writes to Yashoda, you brought all this food in the big room, remember? And I was there and I was eating. It was not an illusion. Krishna consciousness in one word. Absorption. Really? Absorption. It's all right. Absorbationski, no? Dobro. Dobro. Absorption. This is Jiva Goswami says this. He says, the mind should be like a piece of cloth, which goes into Krishna and then colors itself with the Krishna color. Man mana bhava mat bhakto, think of Krishna. And then when you think of Krishna, Krishna is immediately there. The pastime of Krishna always goes in meeting and separation, and meeting and separation, like a river which flows through two embankments. Sometimes it's on the left side, then it's more on the right side, on and on and on.
Krišnine zalove teku poput reke koja ima dve obale. Jedna obala je odvojenost, a druga obala je susret.
My dear devotees, we experience a shadow of this, like this, in our life. Sometimes we feel more connected with Krishna, and again more distant from Krishna. More connected, more distant. We tell these Krishna's pastimes because of this. That you remember what you have forgotten. That you remember what only your heart knows. And what did Krishna do? Did he actually send Nanda Maharaj home and he was not present? Jiva Goswami, no, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, it cannot be because that would be against the laws of love. What Krishna did is something very mystical. Now you must listen very carefully. Krishna expanded himself in one invisible form. And that form went back with Nanda Maharaj to Vrindavan. That was his bhava form, his love form.
Second fall.
But listen very carefully, it gets more mystical. He also expanded Nanda Maharaj. And the bullock cart caravan. One Nanda Maharaj went back like this. And went to sleep. When he arrived in Vrindavan. Another Nanda Maharaj form was. We are returning with Krishna. And they went right into the Vrindavan. And they met the Brijbasis in an ocean of love. Please understand what is the spiritual world. It's the world of love. Parallel world. I'm also living in parallel worlds. You're living in parallel worlds. I show you. Can you see what is in my heart at this moment? Can you see of whom I'm thinking at the moment? Can you see whom I send all my love at this moment?
Da li možete da vidite kome sam poslala svu svoju ljubav u ovom trenutku?
What? No. I'm thinking of a very special person this moment.
Ja sam ovom jutru mislio na jednu jednu specijalnu osobu.
I was traveling with him through Germany. And he told me how he took care of Prabhupada in his last days. His father is an important film producer. And when I was sick, when I was in surgery in Germany many years ago, 15 years ago, he sent me a little electronic toy, Casio, this Casio, you know, from Hong Kong. Casio, it was a music computer. Yes, I'm so foolish, I cannot even come close to a computer. But I cried like a little child with my little sheep Hong Kong toy synthesizer because it was for my friend. His name is Bhakti Charu Maharaj. You cannot see this. But I'm living in this world also. So Krishna also lives in different worlds. But there's a difference. Krishna would be with Bhakti Charu Maharaj. His body and everything. But my body is here and waits until I can eat the torta from Rohini Sutta. Very limited. Krishna did this when he visited his two sets of Krishna and two sets of devotees. When he visited Mithila and his devotees King Bahulashva and Shrutadev. Shrutadev. These were two devotees. They lived in Mathura, in Mithila, and they received Krishna on the border of the town. And both said to Krishna, "Krishna, please come with us." And Krishna said yes. So for this he expanded himself in two forms. One went with Shrutadev, one went with Bahulashva. But you know, imagine Shrutadev would have seen that Bahulashva is happily going with Krishna. He would think, who's who now? So Shrutadev saw a second set of Bahulashva and all his royal court going away, being very distressed. And Bahulashva, who went away with Krishna, saw a second set of Shrutadev and his relatives going away depressed. Oh, Krishna is not with us, he is with Bahulashva. Because some of you can't understand this so well, let me make it very simple. Bring it to your life. If you love Krishna, Krishna is always together with you. Yeah, Dharmam Prapadyante. And the way you surrender to Krishna, Krishna responds to you. Krishna is the Lord of love. He never ever lets even one devotee, one of his devotees alone.
Time.
This is what I wanted to share with you. I'm so enthusiastic that you were so kind to listen to me. Please excuse my mistakes. It's so nice to speak about Krishna. Miracle Krishna.
O Krishni koji je pravo čudo.
Angel like Krishna.
O Krishni koji je poput anđela.
God of love of Krishna.
O gospodaru ljubavi Krishna.
And to hear and see Krishna through the eyes of his devotees and how he relates to his devotees is very nice.
I videti Krishnu očima njegovih bhakta i videti kako se on ponaša prema svojim bhaktama tako predivno.
In the beginning we cannot taste the sweetness so much. It's like because our tongue is covered with the word.
I na početku mi ne možemo to tako puno kušati. To je upravo kao da je preko našeg jezika stavljena jedna tkanina.
When I eat a sweet and I have a piece of cloth, I can't taste it very well.
Kada bih ja imao jednu tkaninu koja mi pokriva jezik i pokuša da jedem slatkiš, onda ne bih to mogao baš fino da osetim.
Rezime? Yes. So in the beginning our tongue and everything is so covered by ignorance and rajagun.
I na početku naš um i sve druga toliko puno prekriveno rajasom i tamasom.
But let us simply continue to hear about Krishna.
Ali hajde da jednostavno nastavimo da slušamo Krishna.
And then the sweetness will come.
I onda će se početi.
Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna. Jai Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna. Jai Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Radhe, 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 Radhe.
Rama Hare Hare.
Please turn to your neighbor. It's important that every one of you finds a neighbor, even the one who is half asleep. This is the question which I request you to discuss. Please discuss with your neighbor what you could do to learn more about Krishna and thus be more Krishna conscious.
Molim vas da, da kažete svom partneru što biste mogli da učinite tako da ste mogli da naučite više o Krišni i na taj način postali bliski s Krišni.
Please start now. So Hare Krishna, I thank you very, very much.
Hvala vam jako, jako puno.
You were the best audience. And sometimes some of you were asleep. But even in your sleep, you continued to be present with the body. Congratulations. I sincerely request you to apply some of what you have discussed now, how you could learn more about Krishna when you leave the Frushka Goranga camp. We will have one now. We have Aratik and also a little pause. So at 8 o'clock, I think we will start our concluding evening. And do you wish to say something to this, Madhva Muni, or you are just... Yeah, yes.
Sada ćemo imati arati, onda jednu malu pauzu i nakon toga u 8 sati započet ćemo sa našim završnim večerom.
That will be our last time when we are in full strength together, because some of us will leave after the concluding evening already to their respective places.
I to će biti posljednji put sada da smo svi zajedno ovdje, zato što će neki od vas već napustiti kamp nakon ove završne večeri.
But I just want to say that tomorrow Kadamba Kanana Maharaj, Rohini Sutta Prabhu and myself will give one last shared morning class together.
Ali ja također želim da najavim da ćemo sutra Kadamba Kanana Maharaj, Rohini Sutta Prabhu i ja dati jednu zajedničku jutarnju lekciju.
But I see you for the concluding evening at 8 o'clock.
Vidimo se na završnoj večeri u 8 sati.
And thank you once again and all the best. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Thank you.